Squamish will not be home to a new virtual reality sports center just yet. On March 18, council knocked back a temporary use permit to allow the casual sport to operate in a non-entertainment part of the business park. But while they weren't all in favor of issuing a TUP, councillors did say they would be willing to consider a rezoning application in the future. The TUP. According to the report to council, district staff first received a TUP application for 1111 Pioneer Way in November 2024. The TUP was for 4 units located in the mixed-use District 1, MUD 1, and proposed a virtual reality facility with a cafe, restaurant. Inside the facility would be 3 VR simulator rooms with a VR treadmill arena. District Manager of Current Planning, Jesse Fletcher, said the area requested for the TUP was considered the most restrictive of the MUD 1 zone and permits light industrial and similar uses. This TUP use is classified as entertainment in the zoning by law, which is described as a commercial use within a building providing recreational opportunities to the general public, including cinemas and arcades. Entertainment use is not permitted in this location, Fletcher said. The use would drive a parking need of approximately 15 to 18 spaces, while the zoning for the site has allocated fewer than that. Fletcher also noted that the applicants stated they could move and their lease would only be for 4 years, however, the business is not transitory in nature, which is the required intention for a TUP. The units have not been tenanted since they were approved for occupancy in late 2023. Staff recommended the refusal of the temporary use permit and for council to direct the applicants to return with a rezoning application if elected officials were in favor of the business model as a whole. The casual sport. For Whistler locals, Melanie and Sean Martin, the casual sport came out of a passion for exploring new things. We both come from the hospitality industry with a background in food and beverage. While neither of us would describe ourselves as the most active individuals, we share a passion for exploring new experiences, Melanie said at the meeting. That's why we created the casual sport, a unique space where people can stay active, have fun and connect with others. She said the business was designed to offer a fun space for the Squamish community. Just to give a quick overview, the main corner unit will be a deli-style restaurant offering quick, casual meals with a patio space for outdoor dining, and then the other 3 units will feature virtual sports simulators available for hourly rental, she said. These high-tech simulators allow people of all ages and ability types to play real sports like golf, dodgeball, bowling and others, without needing a large field, court or expensive sports gear. It uses a large screen, sensors and special software using motion tracking. Players can swing, kick or throw real equipment with their movements being mirrored on screen for an immersive experience. The mezzanine levels on the second floor will provide cozy virtual reality experiences, adding another layer of interactive entertainment. Melanie urged councillors to consider the broader benefits the business would bring to the community, including engaging the youth and providing an inclusive recreational environment. She also said the duo have been working to provide the council with possible parking solutions. Council comments. Count. Andrew Hamilton moved a motion to issue the TUP to the Martins and also direct them to pursue a rezoning application. Interestingly, this use seems to fall into a use that simply wasn't foreseen in our zoning, because it kind of didn't exist, Hamilton said. I see how staff see this as entertainment, as an arcade, but I could certainly see an argument that this is indoor recreation. I could certainly see that this is an argument that this is fitness, and I completely understand that both of those uses are not strictly allowed in this section of that building, but indoor recreation is allowed just a few units up. So, I definitely understand the tension points here, but I fall on the other side of looking for, or supporting, more inclusive zoning that allows our businesses to operate in zones that work for them. Count. Lauren Greenlaw was the only member to support Hamilton's motion. Lately, I've been reflecting on what teenagers can do around town. I love the accessibility piece of this project as well, but I think this could be a really good resource for a lot of members of our community, including especially teenagers having something to do around here and more fun, she said. It was an unforeseen use for this area, but given that these lots are sitting untenanted for several years, I think this is a viable use for them. While the other councillors didn't support issuing a TUP, they were in favor of the applicants returning with a rezoning application in the future. I think if the proponents are really adamant on this particular location, then they can go through a rezoning process and/or I would encourage them to look elsewhere, Kaun. Jenna Stoner said. We know that there are huge demands on the limited amount of industrial space that we have left. I don't think that issuing a TUP is a fair process at this point, given that there are probably 100 other businesses that would have loved to move into that space if it had been available. Kaun. Eric Anderson said if this business were to have been around in his youth, he would have been excited by it. As a youth in this town, this type of facility in my day would have been something I would look forward to. It's the pinball arcade of today, I suppose, he said. I feel that a rezoning application would also, perhaps in a more wholesome way, address the parking concerns of the neighborhood. I would like to understand them better. So in the end, I won't be supporting the motion. Councillors Greenlaw and Hamilton voted in favor of the motion. Councillors John French, Mayor Armand Herford, Chris Pittingle, Anderson and Stoner voted against it. For more information on the casual sports business proposal, visit the District of Squamish website.